Ches Amud Aleph. Continuation of previous year on the Rambam.
Okay, now. According to the gears that we have in front of us in the Braisa, there's a Mechleikas Chachamim Rabbi Eliezer, B'Gneva Achas, he stole $100 and he's only worth 50. Yeah? The Chachamim say, sell him twice. And Rabbi Eliezer says, do not sell him at all. Okay? The Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Gneva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Dalit, Hoya Keren HaGneva Meo, Ve'ein agan of shov elachamishim, harezen nimkar, he sold. Ushara keren imaketol, the rest of the money he owes, all of choiv, he's chayv to pay it. Achiyetz b'shvius, when he comes out in the seventh year, v'yasher and he gets money, v'shalim he'll pay it. So the Rambam holds he gets sold once and only once. The rest of it is a choiv, he's going to pay. So the Rambam is not passing like either Tana. The only choices we had is he sold twice or he's not sold at all. That's why the Goyin says that he had a different gears in the Braisa. The Rambam had a different gears in the Braisa. Because the Magen Mishnah says on this Rambam, where did the Rambam get this Psak? Magen Mishnah says he passes like the Chachomim. What Chachomim? That's not what the Chachomim say. So from there the Grot took out that no. The Rambam Akurchuch, they have to say, had a different gears in the Chachamim. Memela, so what I was speaking about yesterday is that Memela, that would answer up Tosis Kasha and Rashi. Because the whole Kasha, Tosis and Rashi is that the way Rashi learned the Sugya, Abai and Rav are not going like anybody. Because Abai and Rav hold, you get sold once in such a case, and that's not like anybody. According to the Rambam, it is. It's like the Rabbanan. It's like the Rabbanan. That's what the Gro wants. That's what the Gro is saying. I'm just pointing out is that it comes out geshmaklifi that, because the Magen Mishnah himself says, he says the Rambam Pasuk is like the Chachamim, and he says the Magen Mishnah, he's bothered. He says, Rava says in the Gemara, Zachinu Rabbi Eliezer L'Rabbanan, which means Rava liked Rabbi Eliezer's Svara. So why is the Rambam Pasuk against Rava? He's like the Magen Mishnah, yeah, Rava said Zachinu, but Rava never said that you have to Pasuk in that way. Rava never said Hilchasa. So the Rambam still has a right to Paskin like the Chachamim. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. According to the what the Chachamim were making, according to what the gears of the Goyin, that this new gears which answers up to Tosfos Kasha, so it's even more geshmak. Because if you're going to ask what bothered the Magen Mishnah, why is the Rambam Paskin against the member of Rava of Zachinu Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanon, the answer is because Shitas Rav and Abaye is the Chacham. Mamela, it's possible to have the Rambam knew that that's a better psak, or that's how we should paskin. Even though Rav made this comment that Rabbi Eliezer has a good svara, because it's coming out that the whole Shita Rav and Abaye is in the.
Well,
so it's in the Rabbanon. It's in the Rabbanon.
It's in the Rabbanon, or?
Yeah, because once you have a different girsa, then that's mamish what the Chachamim are saying. It gets sold once, and that's the Rabbi and Rava held. So maybe it's partial why the Rambam would pass in that way.
Why would Rava say that
it's? He has a good taina.
It seems odd, right? So why do you to say that the answer is one that makes sense, and nonetheless, my sheet is in the Rabbanon?
The Mishnah Gneva Chamish Meis V'Shav Elef De'in Nimkar Kula Mechman V'Lo Chetziov. Well, again, he's having the girsa that he's learning a girsa that the Chum said you sell him once, but the other way around you don't sell him at all. And the Bliyazu says either way you don't sell him. Yeah, Enechinami. Enechinami, that's what's coming out. That's what comes out. Rav is saying that Rabbi Yehuda has a good svara, but he's still a paskin. It's like the... I'm just taking the Magen Mishnah a step further. And as much as the Magen Mishnah himself says that even though Rav said Zachinu, it's not a raya that Rav would hold to paskin that way. And that's why the Rabbim can still paskin like the Chachamim. He's saying the same thing, but a step further. Adarabah, that we have a raya that Rav didn't paskin that way. Because Lefidah is geared, so Rav's mom is saying that she did the Chachamim. Enechinami, I mean, just because he liked the svara doesn't necessarily mean he held it. That's the truth.
But all Rav says is that
the Rebbe Yehuda has a taina.
He doesn't say that you don't sell the guy twice, does he? He just says you only sell him when he's exactly
right, which means you don't sell. Right, you don't sell him at all in a case where.
Right. So Rava's case would never even come up in Rebbe.
Right. In the case where he's only worth 50 and the Ganeba is 100, according to Rebbe Yehuda, he wouldn't sell him at all. According to the Chachamim and the Bayan Rava holding like the Chachamim, according to this, you would sell him once. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's the pshat that the Gros is saying that the Rambam didn't even give. So, Mamela, they answered up. Toys is Kasha. How did the Gros know that? Because that's Mukhuk in the Psak of the Rambam. Because if you do not have a different Girsa, then the Rambam is paskening like nobody. Or he's paskening
like Rashi.
If you hold like Rashi, yeah.
Right.
If you don't have a different Girsa and you hold like Rashi, not like Toys, then he's passing like a Bayan Rava, but both Tanam hold out that way, so it's fair. Can't be. That's the Magen Mishnah says. He's passing like the Chachamim and the Braisa. It's Mukruch. There was a different Girsa.
We have no indication if Rashi had a different Girsa. Either way, we don't know.
Rashi.
No Rashi's on that, are there? To say that Rashi had or
no, Rashi did not have a different Girsa. Rashi looks
how
like he has.
Because
Rashi quotes the Gemara, Tana Rabbana, Gnevo Elef Bishovehei. Meois nimkar v'choizev nimkar. He quotes the Gemara the way we have it.
Is that why it says they're happy to see them?
Yeah.
That's,
yeah. Yeah.
That's
exactly. So Rashi's a problem, right? Because Rashi's not changing the gear, so. And Rashi learns not like Tosfos. So it's going to be very difficult to answer Tosfos' kasha. For Rashi himself, what did Rashi himself hold? Yeah, that's a good point. Anybody here saw the Pnei Shur? One of these Svarim defends Rashi.
And the same issue that the Magen Mishnah has in terms of who we paskin like, that's also a Tosfos also. The Tosfos is also fitting Rava and Abai into the Rabbana.
Yeah, but for a different reason.
Okay.
Not because the gears are changed. Right. Opposite, because he learned the whole Gemara differently. He's learned the Gemara differently.
So he still, the Tosfos still has to learn that.
You can't say that in the Rambam.
Rabbi Lezer was Menatzeach. Also, doesn't mean Lahalacha was Menatzeach, according to Tosfos. Or we don't have that issue with Tosfos.
I don't know, because he doesn't paskin. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he could have Tosfos. Yeah, and Tosfos, you don't have a Rai either way. Tosfos could have learned that in he.
Rabbi
did mean his Menatzeach. Yeah, he did mean his Menatzeach, and he was choizim what he said before. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm saying that the Rambam is paskening that way, so that's clear that has to be overridden, like the Magen Mishnah says. Okay, if we see anything more about this, like the Pnei Yeshua or something safer like that, to defend Rashi, because right now we don't have a teretz for Rashi. Because the only two options is to learn like Torah, he says, or to change the Girsa. And Rashi does neither. So if we get more information, I'll say it at the beginning of the next Chaburo. I'm just chazing over the end part, the Rambam part, because we said it like quickly. I want to. Okay, fine, very good. So go. I mean, you saw the next Gemara yet? No, right?
Yeah,
you saw it?
Yeah, we started.
You started.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.